This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, March 24th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Agriculture and shipping representatives testified before the U.S. Trade Representative's office today. Mike Caney spoke on behalf of members of the American Soybean Association, saying the Trump administration's proposed shipping fees would impact commerce and price.
They're discussing putting a fee on ships that come in and port in the U.S. that are Chinese-made or owned ships that are not U.S.-owned or flagged.
Caney says the fee is not considered a tariff, but will impact the price for transporting products and the price they receive.
It's not considered really a tariff. Well, it is to support the U.S. shipbuilders, because the U.S. only has like 0.2% of the whole world global fleet. It is to support them so we can make ships again and we can be a contender in the world market as far as the maritime commerce goes. It is to support that, but that comes at a cost when they put these fees on to all the products that are coming in and going out of the U.S.
Caney says if the fees are realized, the price farmers receive for their crops would be cut.
In my neighborhood, we have one company that is saying that it would be 68 cents a bushel on soybeans, or a 7% decrease in price, because we'd have to take the freight cost of it off.
Caney says the concern is not just for soybeans, but other agriculture and non-ag products.
If all our products that we sell, you know, have a fee put on them, I mean, and I was just using soybeans, for example, but I mean, you got corn, you got meats, you got other products that are produced that are agricultural products, that's all going to be hit.
To the larger scheme, Caney says not all who testified today were opposed to the shipping fees.
All the ship manufacturers are in favor of it, which they want to boost their ship manufacturing capability. And we, as ASA, we support taking and building more ships. We support all that. It's the fees that are coming behind it that we were testifying against. So that would just increase all the freight rates going in and out. There's a lot of people with smaller vessels and not big ocean-bearing vessels that were testifying that how, you know, the smaller vessels, it was, if it's the same amount, that it would increase their cost by substantial amounts. Those were things were being discussed.
The proposed fee is just another headwind he and other farmers are facing entering the 2025 growing season. Despite low commodity prices, high input costs, an uncertain export outlook, and what could be a challenging growing season, Caney says he's ready to get started with the new season.
That's our way of life. That's what we do. We got to tweak some things to try to make the outcome come right, whether it's, you know, maybe slow down on this part of it or do more on this part of it. But when it comes right down to it, I mean, this is what we live for, and this is our way of life, and we just hopefully we can make enough to make it to another year and do it again. So the margins right now are slim to none. There's a lot of red ink when it comes to looking at your budgets, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So we're ready to go.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, we talk to U.S. farmers and growers every day to hear their concerns and help them meet their goals and challenges. From research and development to create innovative products to digital solutions to reduce water use and create healthy soil, we work hand in hand with America's men and women who feed and power the world. When the American farmer has a successful crop, we all benefit. Learn more about Syngenta and our support of the U.S. farmer online at syngenta-us.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.